Hello, my name is Hope. Confidence is something we all strive for, but as we'll explore today, it's not about becoming something new. It's about aligning with who you truly are. Leonidas Esquire Williamson, the visionary founder of Ascendancy, built this program to help us break free from the limiting beliefs that keep us playing small. He understood that unstoppable confidence doesn't come from external validation. It comes from trusting yourself and living in alignment with your core being. In today's lecture, Brian will guide us through how to unleash that unstoppable confidence and master the art of self-belief. Get ready for a transformative experience. Take it away, Brian.
Thanks, Hope. Let's get right to it. Confidence is not what you think it is. It's not something you're born with, and it's certainly not something someone else can give you. Confidence is not about having all the answers or being the most skilled person in the room. It's about one thing, trusting yourself. Now, when you hear confidence, most people think of the external, the person who speaks up first, the one who seems unshakable, the one who always knows what to do next. But that's not confidence. That's just behavior. True, unstoppable confidence doesn't come from acting a certain way or saying the right things. It comes from being a certain way, and that way is rooted in self-belief. Let's break it down. If you're here, there's something in your life you've been hesitating on, something you haven't fully stepped into. You think the reason you haven't moved forward is because you lack the confidence. But what if I told you the only reason you feel that lack is because you've forgotten to trust yourself? That the very idea of not having enough confidence is nothing more than a thought wire, a deeply ingrained story running in the background of your mind, convincing you that you're not ready, not capable, not enough. You are enough. But you've been conditioned to believe that confidence is something external, something that needs validation from others, something you have to prove. So you wait. You wait for the right moment, the right skills, the right feedback, thinking that those things will finally give you the confidence you need. But you already know how this goes. That moment never comes. And that's because confidence isn't found outside of you. It starts within. The first principle of ascendancy is core being. Confidence is nothing more than an expression of your core being. When you strip away the layers of doubt, fear, and external expectations, you're left with the most powerful thing you own, yourself. The reason most people struggle with confidence is that they are living out of alignment with who they really are. They're trying to live up to a version of themselves that was created by someone else, parents, teachers, society. People who told you who you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to act. The truth is, you don't need to become more confident. You need to become more yourself. The more you live in alignment with your core being, the less you'll feel the need for external validation. Confidence doesn't mean you'll always know what to do. It means you'll trust yourself to handle whatever comes your way. You won't be frozen by fear because you know you have everything you need right now, which brings us to the next principle of ascendancy. Internal alignment. Confidence is the natural byproduct of being aligned, when your thoughts, emotions, and actions are in harmony. Think about the last time you doubted yourself. What was happening? You had a thought, I'm not good enough, or I can't do this. And that thought triggered an emotion, fear, anxiety, hesitation. That emotion then guided your action. Maybe you procrastinated, avoided the task, or simply didn't show up fully. This is what happens when you're out of alignment. Your thoughts, emotions, and actions are in conflict. Confidence disappears, but when you align them, when your thoughts support your actions and your emotions flow with your intentions, confidence becomes effortless. You stop questioning yourself, not because you suddenly know all the answers, but because you trust the process of being aligned with who you really are. Now, here's where most people get stuck. You believe that confidence is something you either have or don't have, but that's a false belief, an echo pattern that keeps you playing small. You're stuck in a cycle of repeating the same behaviors because you're waiting for confidence to arrive. But it won't, not until you decide to break the pattern. Radical accountability is the next step. This is where you take full ownership of your confidence, or lack thereof. No one can make you feel more confident. No promotion, no compliment, no external validation will do it. The moment you take radical accountability for your confidence is the moment you realize that no one else is responsible for it. It's not the circumstances that determine your confidence. It's your willingness to own every part of who you are. You might be thinking, but what about fear? How can I be confident when I'm afraid? Here's the truth. Confidence and fear are not opposites. They can and do exist together. Fear is just an emotion. It's not an indicator that you're unprepared or incapable. Confidence is not the absence of fear. It's the willingness to move forward in spite of it. When you take radical accountability for your fear, you stop letting it control you. Instead, you recognize it for what it is, a signal that you're stepping into something new, something unfamiliar. This is your Phoenix moment, the moment where you let go of the old stories about who you need to be, how you should act, and what confidence should look like. You burn away the belief that confidence is something you have to gain, and you rise into the realization that confidence is something you create. You create it by trusting yourself, by aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions, and by taking full responsibility for your experience. So how do you unleash unstoppable confidence? You stop waiting for it to show up. You stop hoping that one day you'll feel ready. You stop thinking that it's something external, and you start living in alignment with your core being. Right now. Confidence doesn't come from knowing exactly what to do next. It comes from trusting yourself to figure it out as you go. And when you realize that, when you embody that, you become unstoppable. Not because you've mastered everything, but because you've mastered yourself. This is the power of ascendancy. It's not about doing more, learning more, or proving more. It's about being more aligned with who you already are. And when you live from that place, confidence is no longer something you seek. It's something you naturally exude. Unleash your unstoppable confidence by trusting yourself, aligning with your core being, and taking radical accountability for your experience. The confidence you desire is already within you, waiting to be unleashed. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of ascendancy.
Our what an incredible journey we've just embarked on, exploring the path to unstoppable confidence. I hope you're beginning to realize that true confidence doesn't come from external validation, but from the trust you cultivate within yourself. As Brian has guided us today, confidence is not about pretending to be fearless. It's about aligning with your core being, embracing radical accountability, and stepping into your power, even in the face of uncertainty. The ability to trust yourself and act with conviction is already within you. If today's lecture resonated with you, and I'm sure it did, this is just the beginning of your journey to unshakable confidence. I encourage you to continue this transformation by joining our free membership at ascendancy.life. That's ascendancy.life. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive audios, powerful tools, and content that will support your journey towards self-mastery and true, lasting confidence. This is your chance to keep growing, aligning with your true potential, and surrounding yourself with the wisdom and support needed for lasting change. Head over to ascendancy.life and join us. Thank you all for being here today, and I look forward to seeing how you unlock the unstoppable confidence within.